Please enter your pack number at the tone. Your call is being processed. You have a prepaid call. You will not be charged for this call. This call is from
Leslie Maurer,
an inmate at a federal prison. Hang up to decline the call or to accept. Dial 5 now. If you wish to block any future calls of this nature, dial 7 now. To decline this call, hang up.
It's Dee Dee. Mother. It's Dee Dee.
Yeah, it's Dee Dee. How are you?
Oh, God, it's terrible.
It's horrible, Mother. It's horrible.
Oh, my God, it's the most terrible thing ever.
I know, Mama.
I would do anything, I'll do anything for you, dear.
Mom.
My God, not Kenny.
Not Kenny. Not Kenny.
Are you all right?
No, Mom, I'm not.
And they are all gone.
I know. Tony, Shari, Bob, and Barry. Jamie.
Yes. And Jamie.
Yes, and Jamie. Did Bobby go too?
And Bob. Yes.
Good. I'm so glad that Bobby came, Mother. Because we're not speaking right now, so it was good that he came.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah. After he told Jamie to go home, I have not spoken to him since, nor written him, nor talked to him, nor had anything to do with him. He asked if he could come and see me, and I said no. I was so mad.
Oh, I didn't know about this at all.
You know, it was over something stupid, and it got all worked out, but I just, I don't know what I'm going to do without Kenny. He did everything for me.
I know, that's what everybody...
He did I don't know how to function, Mother. I don't know how to function in prison. I don't know how to function out of prison. I don't know what to do now.
Oh, you've got to go home.
They won't let me, Mom.
Well...
They won't let me.
Oh, they're trying.
I know. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. But I don't think they're going to let me.
Oh, they've got to.
I don't know, Mom.
Everybody's got to.
I know, but I don't know. I loved him, Mom. I loved Ken very, very, very much. And the more I spoke with him on the weekends and as long as I've been in here, and he was so faithful every weekend, I grew to really, really love Ken.
Yes.
He was my strength. I've never known anyone like him, Mother. I've never known such a good person in all of my life, ever.
I believe it. I believe it. Everything. And he runs around in circles.
Like
he is a nervous wreck.
I know, Mom. He was wonderful, and I loved him.
They haven't found the person.
This call is from a federal prison.
I know. I have been interviewed. I have been interviewed by a detective for the last 2 hours.
You're kidding.
No. They're wondering if I had so much money. I had him bumped off, and I wouldn't. I love the man, Mother.
Oh, my God, that's the worst thing that ever happened.
I know, that was a question that was very, very hard because I just adored him. I would not do anything to hurt him.
Oh, I've never seen so many. I mean, everybody just, they cannot believe it. It was last night. It was about the...
Had he come to your house recently? recently?
Pardon?
Did Ken ever come to your house recently?
Who did?
Mother, did Ken come to your house recently?
Yes. Yes. One time. But he says that he doesn't want you to ever come until you know. Yes. So he did came and take some pictures to give them to you. That's all.
Did he bring Posh?
Yes. Yes, he was there.
What's going to happen to Posh now, Mother?
And me, but Linda's got the dog. And that's all we can do. He plays pretty rough.
I know.
Do you understand?
Yes.
He was quiet, you know, more.
But Linda's dog bites him.
Yeah, well, this one, that's what it is. The same thing, just bite, bite, bite.
No, but Linda's dog really bites him.
Yes, now he bites my little girl.
Yes, but Linda's dog bites Posh.
I know, that's what I mean. That's why he's learned. And I don't like that dog.
Yeah, I know.
But today is JJ's birthday.
I tried to call him, Mother, and I couldn't get through.
We called, but we couldn't talk with him either.
I don't know how to get a hold of him, Mom. I know he's over to Barry's. Do you have Barry's phone number? His new one.
Oh, I mean everybody.
Do you have Barry's phone number, Mother?
Who?
Do you have Barry's phone number?
No. No, I do not.
Well, JJ is with Barry.
Neither one, I don't have nothing.
You need to get Barry's and Bob's, or Barry's and JJ's phone number, Mother.
Okay, I'll have JB to do it.
Yes.
But I haven't seen them. The funeral with Shemet, with Joanne. It was nice.
Oh, I don't care.
Yes, I'm sure you do. Yes, it was bad. It is bad.
Yeah, I don't care. All I care about is my husband.
Oh, that's the worst thing that ever happened.
Mother, do you realize that I am now a widow?
Yes. Yes, you are.
This is horrible, Mother. Haven't I paid enough? Haven't I been hurt enough?
You know... Indeed, you can't. We all said the same thing. It cannot hit you so much, not too much.
It is too much, Mother. I just don't understand. I've got to be strong for my kids, and I've got to be strong for JJ.
Yes, that's what you've got. And you've got your... all five of them, you've got them all together. And stop the damn confusion.
Yeah.
I swear.
I got your letter, and I written one back, but I don't know when it'll get there. I missed the mail today, and they don't pick it up until Monday. Because the mail doesn't go out Saturday or Sunday. But I've got the girls coming and the boys coming tomorrow, which I'm very happy about.
Oh, yes.
I've got to get Bobby to be the power of attorney until I can get home. He's got to pay my bills and got to take care of my stuff.
Yeah.
So they don't shut my lights off and my heat.
Oh, no, that's LaDonna does all that.
I know, but I've got to have money. She got the money from Ken.
Yeah, all right.
I had to turn over the power of attorney to Bob to get the money out of my bank.
Yeah.
To let LaDonna pay the bills and take care of everything.
Yes, I know. What about Jamie?
Yes, I've got her on there, too.
Well, the one thing about that... Bob is always gone. He's always gone.
I know.
This call is from a federal prison.
We're going to talk about it tomorrow when they're here, because I don't know what else to do, so we're going to talk about it tomorrow.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And yeah, they couldn't find where he was in Canada or in Mexico, and he just come out of, he just went to Tokyo.
Yes, well, he's coming home, he's coming down to see me now.
Yes.
And I'll be able to talk to him.
Oh, yes.
I hope I get to come home for the funeral, Mother.
Oh.
We're putting it off as far as we can, maybe next Friday or Saturday, because I won't be able to get out if they have it any sooner.
Is that what you think, maybe Thursday or Friday?
Friday. If they could have it on Friday, I could probably come out.
Yes. Oh, yes, I've got to. But Kenny, he's the one thing that I can't believe, Liz. I've had the bishops, everybody has been here in the house.
Mother, I can't believe it.
Oh, and they're all crying for you.
Oh. This is just the worst. I still have 5 more months here, Mother. That's almost a half a year.
I know. I know that's why they cannot do this.
I know. I've just got to tough it out. I don't know what else to do.
What did you like, the liar? Did you like him?
Bart Bailey? Yes, I like him very much.
Yeah, he was here today.
Did he come to your house?
Didn't know to see you. Didn't he see you today?
Yeah, he came here today to see me.
Yeah.
He was with me today.
Yeah.
Yes. And they gave me a blessing, Mother.
Oh, thank you. So did I got one, too.
Good. Good. We've just got to be strong, and we've got to remember Ken and the best of luck.
Oh, hell, I just want to die.
I know.
It's terrible.
I know, Mom.
He's so young, man.
I know. He was just barely 49 and then just turned 50.
That's what I mean. Just his birthday.
Yeah.
I know.
I know. It's terrible, Mom.
Baby, I love you so much.
I love you too, Mom. I just don't know how much more of this I can take.
Did you want to talk with Lloyd?
Let me say hello to Lloyd.
All right. Just a moment.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, darling. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing okay. I just hope you're all right.
I'm hanging in there the best I know how. It's all so sad. I can't believe it. I loved him, Lloyd. I loved him a lot.
I'm just in a state of shock.
I know. Yes. He came down here every weekend, and I just learned to really love him a lot. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. I just know, have no clue yet, or at least they're not releasing them as they do. Have you talked to your lawyer?
Yes, I talked to him today.
He's going to try and see if he can get you out for the funeral, I hope.
Yes, they're going to try. I'm hoping to get out for the funeral. It's only right that I be there.
And we just all praying that you can at least come home for the funeral.
Yes, I hope I can.
We miss you.
Oh, I miss you too. Lloyd, I've got to go now. My time is up, but I love you.
I love you too, sweetheart.
Take care of Mother and tell Mother I love her.
I will.
All right. I just be careful, both of you, and just, you know, stay healthy. It'll all be all right.
We're all in back of you.
Thank you, honey. I need it. I need the support right now. I'll be home in 5 months.
You know where I am.
I know you are, honey. I love you, Lloyd.
I love you, Susie.
Talk to you soon, honey.
Okay, call us whenever you get a chance.
I'm going to.
Because we miss you so much.
They've put more time on my phone, and now I won't be calling Ken, so I'll be calling you.
Okay.
All right, darling. Love you. Bye-bye.
Okay, honey.
Bye-bye.